The color pie is not set in stone. Throughout the years of Magic design, the five different colors have drifted between different core capabilities. I mean, in the early days, black had artifact removal and blue got direct damage. Over time, though, these inconsistencies were smoothed away, with each color gaining its own distinct mechanical identity. But even with something as foundational to the game as the color pie, things sometimes change. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we're focusing on a recent article from the main Wizards website from Mark Rosewater, The Mechanical Color Pie 2021. The color pie is a term used by Wizards R&D to describe the way they divide up the unique effects which cards have in a game of Magic between each of the five different colors. The decisions are meant to be both flavorful and relevant mechanically. Black, for example, the color most closely tied to the Force of Death, is great at answering creatures, but rather poor at answering artifacts, which are lifeless and thus beyond the forces of death to manipulate. Mechanically, the goal behind the color pie is to make sure that no one color can do everything, a prospect which some players will question given some of the recent design choices in colors like green and blue, but it is also meant to make sure that each color has its own distinct personality and relevance to deck building and gameplay. We're going to focus on one of the colors which has historically been on the low end of power in the Commander format, white, and we're going to look at what sorts of changes we might expect from the recent changes to the mechanical color pie and how these might play out in our format. Before we look at the changes to the color pie, we should first briefly review what weaknesses white faces in the format of Commander. First, white lacks access to consistent ramp. We all know that green is the king of ramp, with dorks and land-based ramp. But red has also recently become the color of rituals and treasure, a temporary form of ramp which can make the color very explosive in gameplay. Black has access to mana doublers, which usually care particularly about swamps, but also has access to a few of the older rituals. And to be fair, blue has very few means of pure ramp, with most colors in red, black, blue, and white relying heavily on artifacts for mana ramp. Second, white lacks access to consistent forms of card advantage. Blue and black are arguably the kings of card advantage, with black paying life to get cards at a discount or sacrificing creatures to do the same, while blue tends to get the best rates for repeatable forms of card draw. Green typically gets card advantage engines, which are predicated on having access to creatures or casting creature spells, while red has gained a form of impulsive draw, which allows them to get access to small numbers of cards, which are kind of in the use-it-or-lose-it style of effects, where the card has to be used before the end of this turn or the next turn. Third, one of white's arguable strengths, removal, has been on the wane for years now. Black has received more access to exile target creature forms of answers recently, more so than white has, as while it has been the color best at answering creatures, it has also taken a lot of wrath effects for itself. Green has taken disenchant from white and made it into naturalizing green, which it has itself been outclassed by newer cards like Return to Nature, which can destroy an artifact, destroy an enchantment, or exile a card from a graveyard, all at the same cost point that disenchant used to. Red has received some of the big destructive spells like Vandal Blast to answer artifacts, while overall lowering mana curves in Commander have made red's damage-based removal, particularly cards like Pyroclasm and its recent variations, more powerful and more relevant. Probably most egregious, though, has been blue's push into the exile-based removal to represent transformation on cards like Ravenform and Resculpt. Blue already has unconditional answers in the form of bounce spells like Cyclonic Rift and counter spells which can answer things on the stack. Finally, white's share of tutors, apart from Enlightened Tutor, has trended towards only getting auras and equipment, a niche generally used only in aggressive types of decks, which serves to further limit the strategies which the color has access to and is able to play out on a regular basis. So, let's see how this update to the color pie may address some of these issues. Our first change is how card draw is seen across the color pie, and I'm going to quote this from the article directly. Blue gets the best cantrip spells, white gets the best cantrip on smaller creatures, and green gets the best cantrip on larger creatures. While white is still tertiary at card drawing, we have added some new abilities for white to draw cards. The big limitation is that white tends to draw cards over time rather than all at once, so it has a once per turn limit on card drawing, where multiplayer does allow white on occasion to draw multiple cards tied to how many opponents a player has. The once per turn sort of draw is something that we saw on Esper Sentinel, an effect which we predicted based on the shift of Chrom's text onto white cards, like Mangara the Diplomat. See our episode on Why Crom is the Future of Mono White for more details on this. We noted there that even triggering only once per turn, more cards like Esper Sentinel can be a potentially strong source of pure white card advantage. The next change is how black remains primary in destroying target creature, while white is going to be primary in destroying target creature with power 3 or greater. Now, this is actually a pretty relevant shift in text, as out of the top 20 commanders over the past 2 years, white's removal can now reliably hit 75% of them. There are also a number of powerful creatures with power 3 or greater who fall into this range, like Opposition Agent and Notion Thief, who would have been excluded under the old 4 power or greater. As a note, Rosewater goes on later in the article to confirm that 3 is also going to be one of the new magic numbers R&D will look at for a lot of Wrath spells, which are going to quote-unquote spare the little guys. It only takes a few efficient pieces of removal to be printed to really beef up White's removal suite once again. White is also going to become the color of destroying a creature and then giving compensation to its opponent, giving out a clue token or another token, as we have seen on cards like Declaration in Stone. This means that Blue's Ravenform and Resculpt, which I mentioned earlier, would likely be white spells in the future, which has me rather hopeful for the better removal in this color in the future. Flash is also becoming more prevalent in white. Quoting the article again, everyone gets some access to Flash. Blue gets it the most as it plays into the color's reactive playstyle. In the last few years, we've made it secondary in white and black, and kept it secondary in green. White tends to get small, cheap, and mid-sized defensive creatures. Cathar Commando may be one of the heralds of this change, being a creature with a relevant body at an efficient cost, which also has a very relevant activate ability, acting as a form of creature removal when deployed as a surprise blocker, and as a form of artifact enchantment removal when its activated ability is used for a single generic mana to destroy target artifact or enchantment. White is also becoming more primary in friendly to artifacts, which may let it claw back some ground which Blue has historically dominated. Note that in Rosewater's article, the restriction on White mostly interacting with equipment is no longer present, which is hopeful for White broadening its net of potential cards which it can interact with. White taking the space of caring about Planeswalkers is also not a particularly big surprise, but it is reassuring to hear Rosewater specifically calling out tutors for them as well as interacting with them from the library. Planeswalkers have been historically difficult to use in Commander due to the multiplayer nature of the format. Needing to protect a Planeswalker against 3 possible opponents is much more difficult than needing to protect against a single opponent. But there have been multiple very powerful walkers printed at very efficient costs, which potentially gives White a niche to carve out for itself if it can help Commander players find access to their powerful Okos, or Teferis, or Narsets. Friendly to legendary permanents, again, is not probably a big surprise to a lot of people, as this has been something we saw printed as early as Eldritch Moon. But cards like Search for Glory represent more chances for White to take advantage of pushes in a recent design to include a torrent of new legendary creatures in each set. White potentially becomes second only to Green in terms of creature tutoring, and could potentially become a potent part of different strategies with some efficiently costed creature tutors, particularly if we see more and more relevant legendary creatures printed. Next, friendly to low mana value cards is absolutely a powerful thing to see. Savine's Reclamation has been one of the most relevant cards printed in recent years for White, and in CEDH, it has actually become part of a go-to win condition in Jeskai decks when combined with Underworld Breach and Lion's Eye Diamond off the back of an Intuition, making Intuition a one-card win condition for Jeskai decks. More cards like Savine's Reclamation, more tutors like Recruiter of the Guard, can only help with White's issues with consistency and open up new lines to the color. Rosewater does confirm later in the article under a section on reanimation that White is going to care about getting these cards from the graveyard in addition to the library. More on that to come in a few moments. While less relevant for CEDH, the general commander format is likely happy to see that White is being acknowledged as secondary in Death Triggers. While it's frustrating to see Gaining Life listed as one of the payoffs, both creating tokens and putting a card into your hand instead of the graveyard are both excellent triggers to see, the latter of which has been more associated with Orzhov, such as on Athreos, God of Passage. With how many creatures tend to die in a game of Commander, This is an area where white can really potentially gain ground. Our final selection of changes to the color pie are all going to revolve around the graveyard. We see that white is now primary in reanimation, which is usually for smaller creatures, but, and I quote, "We've been starting to let white bring back larger creatures on occasion." White is also now the one color which can reanimate any permanent type, with target permanent on reanimation spells, while specifically calling out target artifact, target enchantment, or target planeswalker as the particular card types that white is specifically friendly to. As anyone who's played a graveyard deck can tell you, there's a lot of value to be gained from reanimation, and white moving into the space is a form of card advantage which white can use to make some big improvements to itself in areas it has been sorely lacking in the past. Rosewater does go on to say that raised dead type effects for artifacts, taking an artifact from the graveyard back to your hand, is now going to be a white thing, not a blue thing. Another potential space for limited card advantage for white to take advantage of. Interestingly, absent from both this article and the 2017 article are Marsh Groswater's musings on stacks effects, which white has had significantly more access to recently with cards like Dranith Magistrate, Archon of Emeria, and Strict Proctor, all being quite relevant stacks pieces printed in recent years. I expect that this will be something we will continue to see in small but relevant printings throughout the years, often being printed as one of the rare marquee creatures for white in a particular set. But I'm a little bit lamenting that this was not included as part of Rosewater's discussion this year. So it looks like there's hope for white in these color pie changes. And with some of the recent cards being printed, well, white may actually finally be getting the treatment that red has received over the past few years, turning it from one of the weaker colors in the format into one to be considered among the best, depending on what strategy you're looking at. What do you think? What are some of your favorite cards for white which have been printed in the last few years? What are some types of cards you want to see white gain access to? What are some effects you want to be in your white deck in the future? Leave us a comment on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. Add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or send us an email, where we are gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.